This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. President Bush says the United States is ready to lead a coalition of the willing to disarm and overthrow Saddam Hussein. Tens of thousands of soldiers who have assembled in Kuwait say they're ready to carry out the president's orders. NPR's Eric Westerveld is with the company of the only heavy armed brigade in Kuwait.
Members of Charlie Company of the Army's 315th Infantry queue up in the blowing sand for breakfast. This is one of their last cooked hot meals for the foreseeable future. After today, the soldiers switch to canned food and meals ready to eat.
You know, they say they're going to have a hell of good coffee today.
There'll be waffles. There will be waffles.
A wide circle of the company's Bradley fighting vehicles, Abrams tanks, Humvees, and sand-colored tents surround the food truck. Company Commander Captain Larry Burris says Charlie Company of the Army's 315th got its name, Charlie Rock, in the Civil War during General Sherman's Western Campaign in Georgia.
The Battle of Chickamauga during the Civil War, the 15th Regiment was heavily involved, held at Chickamauga, and I think the name Rock became associated with this company.
Today, Charlie Company soldiers are busy loading their M16 and M4 rifle magazines with combat ammunition they were just issued for the first time. The company's mix of armored infantrymen and heavy Abrams tanks gives the battalion commander flexibility for both the open and close-quarter combat expected in any invasion of Iraq. Their Bradley and tank crews are specially trained for desert combat, and the infantrymen who ride in the back of the Bradleys are trained in urban fighting. Charlie Company's part of the only heavy armored brigade now deployed in Kuwait, and they've been here since September. They were originally scheduled to head home this week. Soldiers now joke that the ticket home is through Baghdad.
They've been here for 5 months, they're ready to go home, and they know that we got to do this first, so they're ready to go do this because they'd like to see home again.
That's Lieutenant Eric Nye, Charlie Company's executive officer. He concedes that homesickness is hardly a justification for starting a war. But he says the brigade has gone through constant ups and downs, thinking war is imminent with every UN progress report and with every deadline that came and went. I says today, commanders are trying to ratchet back up their readiness by handing out ammunition and by ordering soldiers to break the vacuum-packed seal on their J-list chem-bio suits.
I mean, you can always tell guys that, yeah, we're going for so long and getting them ready for so long before. It's like, one, they don't listen to you, and two, they're burnt out because you can only stay peaked for so long, prep for something as intense as this. But I think it's easier to convince them that, yes, we are going now, that we're handing out small arms ammunition and breaking out our J-list lists and stuff like that. I think it's easier to get back in the mindset of, hey, guys, we're you know, we might be going here soon.
The 164th, Charlie Company's parent battalion, held a rededication ceremony Wednesday in the baking sun. Standing on an Abrams tank flanked by an American and Army flag, Battalion Commander Lieutenant Colonel Eric Schwartz led his 750 soldiers as they retook their Army oath.
And that I will obey.
And I will obey.
The orders of the President of the United States.
The orders of the President of the United States.
And the orders of the officers.
And the orders of the officers.
Appointed over me.
Lieutenant Colonel Schwartz empathized with his men's desire to head to that airplane trip home, but he counseled his soldiers that the overthrow of Saddam Hussein is a just cause.
And I think that plane ride's probably closer than many of us think. But first, there are 10 million oppressed people out there that are waiting for their freedom. They don't understand what it's like to live in a free society. And we have a responsibility as the leader of the free world to combat terrorism and free the oppressed.
To carry out that regime change, these young soldiers will be putting their lives on the line, even though they don't talk much about that, says Lieutenant Adam Prosser.
I mean, it's something everybody thinks about in their heads, but it's not a topic of discussion very often. Of course, people are scared. If anybody tells you they're not scared, they're probably lying or crazy.
Then a young private nearby asks, hey, do the people at home still support us on this? Are there still protests? Eric Westerveld, NPR News, with Charlie Company of the Army's 315th Infantry, Northern Kuwait.